Jeremy Bradley here once again live from Phoenix, getting musical. I'm getting my music on, I think we can say that. I'm at the Musical Instrument Museum, and I'm here with David, who you're one of the curators for at least Canada, right?
Yep, I am the associate curator for USA, Canada, and Europe, so a lot of music to cover there.
We're going to give a shout out to Winnipeg, because you do have something from my hometown with Randy Bachman.
Oh yes, Bachman Turner Overdrive in our artist gallery.
Yeah, and lots of other Canadian artists, famous, of course, but then as we go through different exhibits, you're seeing a lot of more community sort of artists, really they are. Tell us about some of the exhibits here that you have, instruments from all over the world that date back decades and centuries.
Yeah, so our collection spans the entire world. We try to have instruments from every area of the world, all types of music. Of course, that is a ever-expanding collection. We're only 9 years old at this point, so we're constantly continuing to seek out and collect new objects. But upstairs in our geographical galleries, we have a gallery for Africa, Asia, Oceania, Latin America, USA, Canada, and Europe. And in most of those, the exhibits are geographical. So, you know, if you go into Asia, there are a few exhibits for China and India and all the different countries. Then in the USA, Canada area, it's a little different because less countries, and we can't just have two exhibits in there, so instead it's genre focused. So we'll have genres you might not know about, like fife and drum music, then of course like rock and roll, some origins of the amplified guitar, jazz music, Canadian fiddling traditions.
Natalie McMaster, a friend to our show. She was on our Canada Day Live broadcast for 150 a couple years ago.
Awesome.
So where did these pieces come from? Like, do you know they exist and then you go on the hunt for them? Or do you just go to a place and find out, hey, this is really cool, let's get it? How does it work?
Yeah, I wish we could just say give it to us sometimes. Sometimes there's a lot of negotiating with artists, especially when maybe other institutions might also be interested in their objects. Sometimes it's really having to work hard to find a specific object that is played by a master musician that is the perfect thing for the artist gallery. Other times, when we were opening in 2008 to 2000, well, we opened in 2010, but in the years before that, we had to collect many thousands of instruments from all around the world in a rapid amount of time. So we had ethnomusicologists and musicologists and just a kind of team of consultants out there in the world helping us to collect appropriate instruments to, say, represent the music of Serbia in the Serbia exhibit. Over time, we haven't needed to collect at that rapid pace as we did at the beginning. So now our focus is more on, okay, we have a trumpet for this exhibit, but what is the trumpet that we would like? That would be like, you know, Miles Davis's trumpet or something like that. And then you try to figure out who owns that, where is it, and how can I get my hands on it? And that's kind of the puzzle of a lot of my job, and the curators, our job is to find these instruments and get them in-house here.
What's the most interesting one to you?
Most interesting instrument, wow.
How about the most interesting one that you know how to play?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm a saxophonist, so we have a Adolf Sax exhibit, and there are a couple of saxophones that were made in Adolf Sax's workshop that are pretty cool. But the one that I most want to play is in our orientation gallery. When you walk in, it's a bright pink lacquered Selmer Mark VI, and Mark VIs are like the saxophone that people like Coltrane and whatnot were playing, and I've never seen a pink lacquered one, but I think that would be a really fun one to like have on stage all the time. I don't know where one could be found nowadays for my own collection, but every time I see it on the walls, I just want to get it down and
we'll
play.
We'll hook you up with it, okay?
You
know,
appreciate
people. I know people. We all know people. And then our friend the Gin Blossoms.
Yeah, Gin Blossoms are from here, so we've got a couple of Gin Blossoms guitars up in our rock and roll area next to a guitar that Thurston Moore played in Sonic Youth, so we are more and more trying to, instead of just having electric guitars, which everybody would associate with rock and roll often, have ones that were played on records that we all have heard and enjoy.
When people are ready to come here and experience it all, where can they get more information? Website?
Yeah, our website is mim.org, M-I-M.org, and you can learn all about different areas of the museum. We have a beautiful theater that has almost 300 shows a year. All types of different music comes through, and so plan your trip according to maybe when there's a concert you might want to see as well. It's a 300-seat venue with amazing acoustics, and you see some acts that you won't see in such an intimate space anywhere else.
And plan for a whole day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I always tell people, like, at least 4 hours. If you have it in you, though, you're probably going to need, six or more. We have two-day passes, which I especially recommend, because usually you can get that at the end of your first day as well. People will come in thinking, oh, a museum, we'll see how this goes, and then they're just overwhelmed, and they were here for 5 hours and only got through a third of, the geographical galleries, and so then they upgrade to the two-day pass and come on back and spend their whole vacation here at MIM.
And it's not just looking. I can hear it. I don't know if our friends listening at home can hear, but you do get to play a bunch of the instruments here too.
Absolutely. We have our experience gallery where a lot of the drums and guitars and harps and things that you see up on display, we have examples that you can go in and play. So you can have quite a drum circle with people of all ages and can get pretty raucous in there, but it's fun to get to play a bit. Big gong, and when you're walking around the museum, there's all these objects and you just want to hear them. So when you build up enough of that energy, you get down into the experience gallery and start playing.
And you just busted me playing the drum when you came in the room here. You caught me.
A lot of talent on display. It was really just like, wow, what have I walked into?
We're going to do a band is what we're going to do. We'll take some instruments off the wall and we'll get it done.
Yeah, we'll go get that sax.
One more time, the website address is?
www.mim.org, M-I-M. Org.
All right, David, let's go make some music, okay?
All right.
All right, thanks for joining us today. Phoenix.jbonair.com for all of the fun we've had here in town.